You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey gang, Jackson just jumping in here before the episode starts to let you know that after this app, Shut Up A Second will be taking a well-earned break over the Christmas period, and we'll return early next year, refreshed and ready to say more absolute garbage at you for roughly half an hour once again. Till then, Merry Christmas. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's very special Christmas episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass.
And I am the one, the only, the jolly Saint Nick.
Oh my god!
Ho, ho, ho.
Papa Christmas!
Ho ho ho!
Oh, ho,
has come
ho.
To
Merry
town.
Christmas.
Wow.
To one and to all.
Thank you
for having me.
That's okay, it's Father Christmas.
Bust open some dreams and bust open some coal.
Yeah, and today's topic is yeast.
Merry Yeastmas!
Cass, Merry Yeastmas!
Some interesting things about yeast before we hit record.
Yes.
Can we hear them again?
So my understanding of yeast is that it's pretty much on everything all the time. So like the reason dogs, you know how dogs smell like corn chips sometimes? So they'll smell like, sometimes people say nachos or chips or whatever.
Yeah, like if you grab a dog's foot and you put it up to your nose like a bouquet and have a whiff. Yeah.
Yeah. That's dog yeast.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's just when the yeast grows on the dog skin. And people can get pretty yeasty. Sometimes things that I don't know if it is called eczema or if it is like eczema. You're like, oh, I'll get an ointment for this. Sometimes it's yeast. Sometimes
it's yeast. What's the difference between yeast and fungus?
Is yeast a fungus? Okay,
well,
let's
that's what I'd like to know. Yeah,
Okay.
Ho ho ho! What about reindeers, young girl? Do reindeers have yeast? Do my reindeers smell like bread?
Okay. You go outside and smell them, Santa Claus.
It's cold outside.
Ho, 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 to WebMD I'm go. Yeast in your body, what you need to know. What is yeast? It's a fungus.
Little boy, what would you like for Christmas? What is yeast, Santa? That's
well,
not really a thing.
Little boy, yeast is but a fungus.
There are many kinds of yeasts. You use one type to make bread, another to brew beer. One called Candida lives inside your body. If it grows out of control, you can get an infection. Yeast infections can strike your skin, feet, mouth, penis, or vagina. If your immune system is weak, you may be more likely to get one. Oh, ho, ho.
Just imagine that right before the photograph is taken of Santa and this child.
But that's what we were talking about before. Yeast is just in you. It's not
you're
like
yeasty.
It's not like you receive a yeast infection and all of a sudden yeast is in you. Yeast is in you the whole time. And when you get a yeast infection, it's just that you've
more
fed them
yeasty.
After midnight or whatever.
Yeah.
And they've grown out of control.
Yeah. Could you use a dog's yeast to make a dog bread? Is that possible?
So, young man, you may remember previously in this conversation. First of all, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
ho, ho, ho.
Of course.
There is many different types of yeast, young boy. Some that make bread. Some that brew beer.
But what? How different
some
are they?
That infects your penis and or vagina.
Okay, and you couldn't make penis or vagina bread with those, I have to assume.
Hang on,
correct.
Someone surely asked this.
Yeah, can I make penis bread? How hard is it to make penis bread?
Can you make thrush beer?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Can you...
It's worth noting...
Someone's already done it.
Yeah, I looked up vagina bread and I found the same thing. The picture of the lady who made vagina bread, it's like the bread and her poking her tongue out like, gotcha. Made vagina bread, said I couldn't.
No, this is the Order of Yoni, a beer company.
Oh, hell yes.
A company called the Order of Yoni has created an artisanal beer brewed from the yeast of a woman's vagina.
What's it called? Is there a name for it?
the Order of Yoni. Oh, the beer.
For the beer specifically.
I think it's just called the Order of Yoni. Actually, you know what? This article's from 2016, and this, as of 2016, it was still seeking funding.
That's, yeah.
Having a look here, I don't think I was about to say I don't think it's from Thrush, but I think we're learning that we all have yeast in us all the time. And we need yeast in us. It does so much for our body. Like, it helps.
Yeast's important.
We really need yeast. But, you know, balance is all about... If you drink too much water, you'll kill yourself. So it's all about balance.
Yeah.
Famously, I had to give call to some radio hosts who ran a competition called Hold Your Wee for Wee. Yeah,
that's right.
Where
good
in,
on you, Santa.
In 2006, two very naughty radio hosts said, drink as much water as you can, and the last person to do a piss gets a Nintendo Wii. A contestant died.
That's crazy. Oh, I don't think I have that much control over my bladder. I just pissed my pants. Like, I don't know how they managed that. That's so impressive.
It is kind of cool that I guess, actually, I believe that potentially the contestant died at a later date. Like, it did internal damage to them when they died.
Cool.
But
that's a shame.
But it is cool. Like, I mean, it's sad. But also, I do respect when given the opportunity between pissing yourself or dying, they chose death.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, no, you pissing yourself and dying. Sorry. The difference between dying and getting a wee, and pissing yourself.
See, that's true.
I feel like you're leaving out the most important part to this person.
I hope they got the wee at the very least. You know,
bury me with my wind and my piss.
They didn't even win.
Oh, no.
Oh, that sucks. Hey, every time you pass Santa at the supermarket, do you consider getting a photo on his lap?
If I'm with friends, I will vocalize it and be like, oh, imagine if we sat on this man.
But if one of your friends said, yes, let's do it, you'd be on his lap in an instant, right?
I would. And then what would happen is, we would sit on Santa who might be younger than us.
Yeah,
and it would,
that's bad.
It would instantly be bad. I know people who play Santa and they do such a wonderful job. But I have known the ages from when to now that they've played Santa and I could be sitting on a person younger than me.
Mm.
I don't know if that's going to be fun for them.
No, I think that there's sort of a certain point where it stops being, you know, like... It'd be funny until you were actually paying the money and going in to take a seat. And, like, the Santa knows that you're doing it as a joke. And it's just like, yeah, what a shame. What a shame. Also, I don't think I actually ever did the sitting on Santa's lap when it was appropriate, like, age-wise.
Oh, now we have to.
No, yeah, actually, maybe thinking about it, maybe I do need to sit on Santa's lap. But we'll tell him beforehand.
We'll be like, hey, man. Hey, man, we're so sorry. You got to be cool. My friend never got this as a kid. And you'll just be, like, right behind me, like, oh, hey.
Santa.
Hey, this is a new experience for me, dude. This is actually
really sick. Are you okay with this, dude? We'll buy you a beer later. Where do you live?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, man, bro, this is actually really fucking full-on sick of you to let me do this.
Yeah,
This is, like, actually the most awesome fucking full-on fucking sick...
Yeah,
rad, dope experience of my life. And you've actually fucking full on, no cap, made my fucking Christmas.
I feel like I'm fucking not a single lie. I feel like I'm fucking six again or whatever. Cunt. So.
Cunt. Do you fucking cunting cunt fuck know what you fucking done for this little fucking cunt boy within me?
I'm a motherfucking
I was real
my inner cunt is
he's fucking on the cunt and surface right now, okay?
he's gonna become an outer cunt, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Santa cunt, bro, dude. Fuck yeah, sick
fuck,
dude, fuck.
Bro, Santa cunt.
Shit, piss. Thank you.
Sheesh. What are some cool youthful phrases? I remember at the start of 2019.
We've already said them, Cass.
That was it?
Oh, wait, sorry.
There aren't
we missed
any new
one.
Ones?
Choogie. We forgot to say
Choogie.
Choogie isn't cool. That's just what you call people like us.
Yeah. We've become Choogie.
Hey, dude, bro, my parents heaps Choogie never let me do this as a kid, so thank you so much for letting me have this full-on fucking hectic dope
experience.
What if you dressed up as a teenager and we're like, hey, excuse me, dude bro, fuck. my bro over here is about to turn 17.
Yeah.
And you gotta give him his wish. It's all he wants from his middle school experience.
But dress me up like a mid-2000s teen. Like,
oh, yeah, you got backwards hat. And stuff. Okay. Full mid-2000s emo.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's so we're going scene. We're going scene teen.
Yep. I'll be like a scene teen. Bro, Santa, fuck. Cunt and Santa. He looks like he's a 30-year-old man.
No. Sheesh, cunt.
If you're doing the scene teen, you can't be talking like that. It'll be like, raw, Santa, XD.
No, it's a modern...
No, I've got a regress cast.
Okay.
No, okay, I was a scene kid in my youth.
Sorry, Santa, cunt. My bro's stuck in the past. Sheesh. Roar, come out
for real,
here.
For real.
Roar, that means I love you, a dinosaur. Come on.
Santa, let
sorry,
me glomp
you.
Sorry,
he's a bit random.
Lol. Ruffle.
Oh, Ruffle XD. Santa Claus. Yeah, come on.
No, careful. He might glomp you.
Yeah, I'm going to glomp you, Santa. This poor guy has not said a fucking word the whole
time. He's definitely going to post about this in his Tumblr later, but don't worry. It's his, like, secret one. His dad doesn't know he has it.
Yeah, my dad doesn't know I have this, Santa. Aren't you 30? Then I clamber onto his lap, but it's funny to sit... Because as a child, you can rest comfortably on one knee of Santa.
Yeah.
As a man of possibly, like, of older age than this Santa, it's funny to just sit directly in front of him, so my head's in front of his head. Take the photo!
Huge power.
What about straddle Santa, but then take the photo from side on? So it's so it's like a scene couples pick.
Yeah,
so like you both sit on your bums with like not your feet dangling, your feet like on the same surface as bum. Mm. So it's like beautiful, your foreheads touching, maybe one corded AirBud in each ear. Sorry, sheesh, I was getting stuck in the wrong time period.
Maybe
I
get on Santa, like I straddle him like I'm giving him a lap dance and look back at the camera over my shoulder.
All right.
Christmas.
Hey, dude, is it cool if my friend just like gives you a full on lappy, dude? Like, you can come if you want.
Yeah, you can come if you want, dude. He's just never given Santa a lappy, bro. So it's like his dude. One fucking wish, bro, to do this for him. Help him, you know. Come on, give him
this
chance.
Come on, be a sick cunt, Santa.
Dude. And actually, when you think about it, it's actually sick for you too, Santa. So, like...
Yeah, actually, everybody wins because you get to do a commie. He does a lappy. Everybody
wins. We get, like, the dopest photo for the fridge.
Yeah, okay. We're sending out to all the family members. Bro, he wants to give a lappy. Let him give you a lappy. Come on.
Dude,
it's not even hard.
Sheesh.
And then, I clamber on. He does a little cum in his red pants. That's okay.
Little Santa Claus was coming to town.
that's right.
Coming in town. Pants.
Santa Claus is coming in pants.
Yeah.
That's great. He sees you
perfect...
when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sakes. Santa Claus is coming in pants. That's so funny.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh my God.
It's a new really... Christmas jingle.
Yeah, exactly.
For the youth of today.
Yeah, well,
they love
cum,
this. So, yeah.
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 I'm trying to think of more teen slang. I think everyone's just constantly talking about how they're going to kill themselves. I think that's a new cool teen thing to do.
No, they don't.
That's then, slang, though.
If it's online, they talk about unaliving themselves. Because
themselves, sometimes suicide, but like sewer. Like
and then like, slide. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Suicide.
Suicide.
I've got top 10 slang terms of 2021.
Oh yeah.
This is going to be... I reckon yeet is number one, and this list is wrong.
I have. This is pretty good. I've got from 2016 to 2021, the number one word of the year, 1 to 10, for each year. So what do you reckon 2016, number one
is
slang
this
term?
14?
For
2016.
Teens.
For teens.
I would not have guessed this. I don't even know what this is. I don't understand.
5 years ago, you were out of touch.
Yeah, that's what I'm learning. It's one. Number one is one. Like the word one.
Which
on
word?
Oh,
which?
Yeah, being on one.
Oh, like I'm on one. Yeah, okay. That,
wait,
that makes sense.
No, what? What are you saying?
On one, as in like O-N-E.
Yeah, like I'm on, one, or I'm like, it's kind of like it, almost the same as like, how do you phrase it? Like,
I'm actually owning right now.
It sounds like you're sitting on an egg and you're proud of it. What's the next one?
So in 2017, it was lit. In 2018, it was lit.
Thank you, Drake.
In 2019, it was lit.
Oh my God.
It was lit for 3 years running. Then lit 3 years. Yeah.
3 years of... anyway, I got nothing. Anyway, continue, please. God damn it. Whatever I was going to say just left my mind immediately.
Then in 2020, lit was dethroned by Yeet as the number one. And
how
then
I was. That's old, though.
Yeah, I was joking about it. It's because, for these words to get popular, like, so Yeet was being said in, like, 2018, but for it to be, like, the top word, or, I mean, 2020 might have been, like,
Yeet
post-ironic
is older than 2018.
Yeet.
Yeet was Vine days.
That is
hey,
true.
Do you want to know, this is so funny, do you want to know what the number seven, oh, wait, maybe I don't know this word. Okay, I thought the number seven for 2016 was schlonged.
What is it?
It's schlonged. S-C-H-O-L-N-G-E-D. What are these words?
What country
and surely
is
they've
this?
Misspelt schlonged.
Yes, it's how long did go wrong, Jackson?
Santa, I never actually got fucking full on schlonged in 2016, so it'd be actually really fucking sick of you, bro.
You could just schlong
yeah, if
me,
you
bro,
could just like okay, yeet me your schlong and then it'll be
I'm
lit.
On one right now.
It's lit, I'm on it's one lit, right now. Lit. I need to be schlonged. What's bazinga, the... bruh, swag.
What's the
oh, yeah,
year?
Bazinga. Bazinga, of course.
What was that, guys?
What's
Bazinga's number eight in 2016. Sorry, go on.
What's this year's number one?
Okay, this year's is Rona or Vid, obviously referring to Corona or COVID. But number two is Yeet. Number three is Sus. Number four is Lit. Number five is Simp. Number six is Poggers. Number seven is Cap. Number eight is Bet. Number nine is Dope. Number 10 is Fire.
It's bad.
These are
that
old words.
I say all of those. Well, that's not true, actually.
Well, that's the thing. We say all of them, which means they're old. And yeah. We're so behind.
Gosh.
Oh, I will say, I remember at the start of 2019,
yeah,
Jackson, friend of the show, Adam, also on this show, and I all went to. Yeah, yeah. We went
friend
and got
of the show, Jackson, friend of the show, Adam, and my best friend, Cass, went somewhere.
Yes, we went to go get coffees, and I asked for a weak cappuccino, and they wrote weak cap on the lid. And I took a photo. I think Jackson took a photo of me pointing to the lid that said weak cap because I thought that eventually I'd figure out what that meant. And I'd be able to use it somewhere. And I think I think weak cap is just that same thing, the issue that you have when you say something's like very damp, because damp means not very wet. So is it very damp mean more wet than damp or more dry than damp? Like weak cap is like cap is a lie. So is it a weak lie?
Or is it a truthy lie?
You know?
Yeah.
Is it more truthy than a lie, or is it just a lie that you haven't told very well?
I understand. It's so complicated taxonomically that there's nothing you could ever really do.
Yeah.
No, but I just got this photo. Tragically, I look really nice in the photo.
You can still post it. In fact, now you've told the story on a podcast, posting it actually counts as a reference to the Christmas episode of Shut Up a Second.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Well, hey, I'll put a little Santa hat on me and wish everyone a very weak cap Christmas.
Have a very weak cap Christmas, and Santa Counts. Claus is coming in bins.
I found it very funny. So I found a website called familyeducation.com/teens, which is a list of the 2021 slang.
I just realized, I know that this is not the company stance, but I am pretty much entirely off TikTok.
Yeah.
So if I know the terms that are being said,
that
in
means
the 2021,
they've already left TikTok.
Yeah.
Which means they.
Here's what I'm thinking. Any website that collates slang terms is designed. No
Gen it's for Z high school person. Teachers.
Yeah, it's for high school teachers. It's not even for millennials. It's for no
these
one.
These nuts just... should be up higher. Come well, on, guys. These nuts newest... is back.
Yeah, these nuts is huge at the moment, okay? But this
no,
list
no, no,
I
no,
have...
No, Cass, that sounded like a negative noise, but it's trust good. Me, it's good.
Yeah.
These nuts.
These Sheesh. Nuts. Sheesh. So,
Cass, the way that you put your arm across your forehead out of frustration or fear then looked like a dab.
Oh, no, dabbing's back, dabbing. I reckon.
Mm. It's back. Yeah, it's back.
So, never left. Actually, I don't know if this crossed over, but...
Yeah.
Actually, might be... Anyway, hiding from the haters. It was a Lil B thing. Anyway, I'm bringing that back.
Yes. This list I have here... is full of things that clearly aren't terms any teen is saying, but it's claiming that these are 2021 slang terms. Can I read you some of the ones that I've never
wait.
Heard of before?
Please, before you read it, just double check. Is the website a joke?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Like,
good.
Some of them are right, but there are some of them that I'm like, what?
Okay,
maybe you'll
right.
know
just,
them, but I won't, okay?
No, I was just scared you were going to read out like, I found this cracked article,
yeah.
or like, hey,
it's
I just found this very
the
funny.
Onion. I don't know.
It's on the click hole?
Yeah. That seems like a reasonable name. I get all my news from onions anyway. What's that? They've pulled out of Iraq. It works. That's the trick. Everyone laughs, but it works.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. CD9. When would you say CD9 is a 2021 teen? What does it mean? What's CD9? Okay, I'll let you know. It stands for Code 9, which apparently means can't talk, my parents are here.
No.
Where are they getting this information
no.
from? Who knows?
I was when you mentioned that you've got a list of decoding teen things, I thought of that very famous, you know, newspaper clipping of like, this is what your teens are secretly saying.
Yeah.
It's just a whole bunch of acronyms that weren't ever used. Please continue.
Yeah.
Have
yeah.
you
oh,
been like
my mate. LMAO standing for licking my asshole. Oh yeah.
Lemural or LMIRL?
Lick okay. me in Let, real life.
Let's meet in real life.
Oh, okay.
Hey, that's pretty much that's step two, basically.
Lol, do you want to LMIRL? Yeah, okay. POS.
Is if you know, you know on there, because that's one that
no.
gets thrown around a lot. Which is
no.
and
tragically not.
If you know, you know is a good one because I saw, maybe they were a famous person, I can't remember, but so if you don't know what it means, people sometimes are reading it as like an alternative way to write laughing.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good. POS, this is so funny because clearly they've gotten this from, because POS means piece of shit, right?
It does.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
you work at a retail job and you have a point of sale, it's very fun. To
yeah.
every single moment of your working day, be like,
yeah,
piece
so
of shit.
They'll be like, hey, can you just go to the pause? And you're like, yeah, I'll just head to the piece of shit.
Well, apparently, according to this, it means parents over shoulder. So clearly, what's happened is that someone's been like, what's POS? And they've been like, parents over shoulder, not piece
yeah.
of shit.
Oh,
and then this, one, this
it
is my favorite.
Dad yeah. POS.
This is my favorite one. I've never heard this before, but I want to start using it. Diamond hands.
What? What are you saying?
I'll use it in a sentence, as they
okay.
do. Even though it was risky, my bae has diamond hands. She held on to her Bitcoin investment until she made back $25,000. So somebody who's very, very good with money has diamond hands. Teens. I don't know if the
That's
shut up a second listenership dips ever below 20. But if you're out there and you've used the phrase diamond hands, let me know. You're going to catch
right, I'm just
these
gonna quickly,
diamond hands
this is This now. Is a rare peek behind the curtain. I'm going to see if I can get analytics to shut up a second's audience right now.
Yeah.
And we can find out.
Oh, God.
If people know.
You're welcome to tell us what your
yeah.
favorite bit of slang is. It doesn't have to be popular.
That's
we just
so
we just
funny.
Care what you think.
Yeah, we just like listening to you. Yeah,
you know, okay. it's this podcasting business is two way street.
It's funny to find ones that I'm like, I just yeah.
So I didn't find that. So there is like a an audience kind of thing, but
like
unfortunately,
a breakdown
or whatever. Yeah. There's no specific audience age, which makes sense. but it does list followers on the AIC. Oh! Okay, never mind, got it.
All right, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Our dominant age group for Shut Up A Second.
Yeah.
52% of Shut Up A Second's audience in the last 6 months was 18 to 24.
That's what? You guys! That's Gen
Z-ish. Some of you are teens!
Yeah!
Oh, welcome, teens! I'm so sorry for making fun of your culture.
Are you sitting there in your e-scooters or whatever teens are driving now? And you're thinking, yeah, diamond hands. Everybody says diamond hands.
Yeah, I'm fucking punching my jewel and spending $1,500 USD.
You hit a jewel, I think. But you don't punch a jewel. You punch darts.
You do punch darts.
That's Australian.
Darts.
But hang on, just while I'm at it, I think we need to stop saying that because
yeah.
I believe that most of our audience isn't Australian, so therefore punch darts is a cultural phenomenon that they will not understand.
Oh, no.
They will be imagining something far cooler.
Yeah.
Someone throws a dart at a dartboard and you fly and punch the dart back. Yeah.
As a non-smoker, I'm happy to confirm that actually smoking still is cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It's sick. It looks cool.
Stop that.
What can I say?
What?
It's cool to smoke.
Cass, it's okay because the age group was 18 to 24. So if our audience want to go buy cigarettes, they can.
You're allowed. I will say, I know we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Something I really like about, because I don't smoke. I had a little cigarello as a birthday present once and I threw up. And I didn't have a lot of it. I just vomited. But
that's funny.
I really like, I think the practice of having short breaks throughout the day is very healthy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think it's pretty cancelled out by the cigarette bit. But if we can keep the smoko break thing of being like, oh, I want to like duck out for a bit. Because as a non-smoker, I just have to like go to the toilet heaps and then that just trains my bladder wrong.
Yeah.
And then like, because I was learning that in order to keep, if you pee without actually needing to pee, obviously, like if you're about to go on a plane or go to sleep, you should. But if you pee without needing to pee, it trains your bladder that that level is the full level. And if you do it enough times at the same level, you're like, you might hit like half capacity. Your bladder's like, we're going to piss our pants.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I
so
wonder
you're,
how bad
you're not
you
meant
could
to
make it for yourself.
Probably really bad. So then I'm like, okay, I should stop just like having a wee in the middle of a thing that I would like a little break from. And then I was like, oh, no.
You got no other option.
I like having, like, a break for, like, 2 minutes. Just ducking outside, being like, oh, I'll be back in,
a little breather.
It takes 2 minutes to, like, go to the bathroom, whatever. So you're like, oh, little breather, little mental break. Really good. I wish there was another smoky thing.
You could say you're a vape person, and then you could head outside and then just not vape, but hopefully people don't check, because then you're not going to smell like cigarettes, so... Doesn't matter.
Okay, so I go outside and spritz myself with my perfume. They're like, what are you smoking? I'm like, Ariana Grande's God is a Woman.
Whoa, sick.
She does vapes now? Don't check.
Don't Google it. It's actually a secret, and I could get in a lot of trouble if you even think about Googling it, so it's just between you and me and Ariana.
Fair call.
Also, 35% of our audience today, or at least in the last 6 months, are American. So I'd just like to say huge shouts to the US of A.
Yeah, absolutely.
Smoko means cigarette break or whatever else you call
smoke
it.
Smoke break? I don't know smoke what you guys break. Call it.
Yeah.
We just call it Smoko. Although
and anytime we say g'day, we actually mean hello.
Yeah, that's true.
It
that's
means good day to you, sir, madame, or...
Yeah.
Yeah,
Monsieur.
That's our howdy, I suppose you could say.
Yeah. When we say g'day, we're actually saying howdy.
If you could
and when we say,
hey,
everyone, we're actually mean y'all.
Yeah. Everybody, or when we refer to multiple people in any way, you could just substitute that for y'all.
Yeah, if you hear us say oi cunts, that's like, excuse me, y'all.
Hey,
y'all. If we say... I don't know. I can't remember any else. That's all our slang, I think.
That's it. That's all of them. Hey, if
g'day,
you could...
g'day, and cunts.
Yeah. If you could smoke cigarettes, okay.
Yeah.
We could.
Yeah. But
I can.
But,
we just could. Yeah.
But
okay.
There was no negative effects until the last day of your life, and then you got them all at once. Where'd you do it?
Hang on, I got a question.
Yeah.
Is the negative effect the thing... Is it the last day of my life because all the negative effects hits at once?
No, no, you've lived a regular, wonderful life. You've been killed by other means. It's just that...
Trampled by an elephant.
So yeah. I'm getting trampled by the elephant, and then all of a sudden I start wheezing.
Yeah. The elephants are coming and you're like... And you're like, oh no, this is how I die.
No, it tastes awful.
Yeah, but no, but what if you only the good parts? It tastes smooth and delicious.
So hang on. So
it's refreshing.
I've just said
toasted. Other cigarettes taste bad, but these ones, Cass, they're toasted.
So like I said before, I wish there were an excuse for me to duck out for 5 minutes without like having to pee or do anything, and you've said I will give you that.
Yeah.
Yes. What are you talking about?
But on your last day before the elephants come, your skin gets all leathery. You get yellow fingers, one big cough, you're done. But it would be useful for like, oh, I'm going to get on this flight to Europe. And then you're like, bah! And you're like, no, I shouldn't. You could tell, I mean.
No, but then if I start coughing and I'm like, oh no, I'm about to get on this flight to Europe. And I start coughing, I'm like, this flight will kill me.
No,
I don't get on the plane.
You just take a step back.
But then do all my symptoms go away? Because if they don't, I'm dying from emphysema.
Alternatively, you're also dying because you're just final destination to yourself.
Yeah, it sounds very final destination.
Death will find a way.
Yeah.
Also, actually, probably not, because then my organs will be bung.
When you die, yeah.
Yeah, they're reusable.
Yeah, oh, no, that's true. Yeah, you are damaging.
Not mine, unfortunately, because I don't look after myself in any way, shape, or form.
They said they didn't want actually... mine, but didn't tell me why.
Yeah. Oh, no, we can't use yours.
Hey,
thank you so much for filling in the organ donor form, but, nah.
Ooh, buddy.
Hey, buddy, we gave you a quick Google and we don't want them.
Yeah. You hold on to them. They're doing you more good than they do anyone else. All right? You seem like you really need them. Okay.
Smoking doesn't affect all your organs, Cass.
Yeah. What about, okay, let me expand the question.
The good one.
You could do anything that damages your body, okay? But you just
liver's a good one. So is kidneys. I don't think cigarettes damage those.
Yeah.
Oh no, they damage kidneys.
Also, liver processes toxins in your body.
Okay, so they damage both of those.
Yes.
Heart, the ticker. How's the ticker?
Oh, heart's probably fine. Same with lungs. I reckon lungs good too, and the mouth.
Brain transplant's still on the cards.
Oh,
and they can continue smoking.
There definitely weren't those videos of someone cutting open a smoker's brain and having bits leak that we watched as kids.
Let's explore Lucia's reality, though, of jumping body to body so that you can keep smoking those sweet cigarettes.
Yeah, that's good.
That's clever. What if you could do anything that damages your body? You could drink, drugs, smoke, whatever. But you just don't suffer the effects until the last day of your life. You doing it? Anything.
No, I would never, Jackson.
Dangerous surgeries? Doesn't matter. It won't happen until the end of your life.
What dangerous surgeries are you doing?
Getting extra arms and stuff? New brains or whatever? Double time?
What about... am I like totally invulnerable until the day I'm meant to die?
Yeah.
I'm crashing cars, baby. Yeah. Driving cars off cliffs.
It would be fun to fall over lots.
Yeah. Okay, well... Two sort of ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, I'm driving my car off a cliff.
Douche over that guitar riff smashes into a brick wall, Cass. Whoa!
Cass goes to clown school.
Oh, boy. I've fallen slightly on my back. I'm getting surgeries.
Well, Jackson has many arms, but unfortunately none of them will take until the last day on Earth because it still counts as damage. What are you doing?
No, you can do the damage now. You just don't suffer the consequences of the damage till your last day on Earth.
Last day of your life, your body rejects every organ you have.
All of the arms fly out like missiles. Dusha's standing there normally, just crumples into a little ball as every car crash he's ever experienced hits him at once in one
breath. Cass gets a slightly bruised ass.
Yeah.
Oh, ow. Like coccyx.
Ow, sitting down hurts a bit now.
Damn, that'll fade in time.
Just the idea that I'm about to get on a train to Sydney and I'm like, ooh, my bum's a bit tender. Oh no. I gotta get off this train.
Well, it's also funny because, like, I mean, mine and Jactim symptoms.
Jim, sim, sim, bim.
My bim, Jactim.
Jactim, sim, bim. Bim, sim, jacknap.
My objective.
Jackson and Bim them.
I guess, unfortunately, unlike this situation, in real life, my brain is definitely suffering the consequences of my lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yes. Me and Jackson, like, we know. Mm. We know when, like, there's no confusion. It's not like one of those situations where, like, an anxiety attack feels like a heart attack and you're like, oh no, am I dying? Me and Jackson, we know when our last day on Earth is because
my head rockets off my body and into the stratosphere. Or whatever.
There he goes.
But Cass, you might just like sleep funny or literally like get bumped or fall over, and then be like,
"Is this it?
Oh, no.
Is this it?
No, because I can't suffer damage.
Oh, no. That's right.
So one day I'm like, "Oh, bum's tender. Oh, my time has come."
Rest in peace, I suppose.
It's like my version of seeing the snail approach.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, old friend, a slight ache in ass, you've come for me.
Getting out of the shower and noticing like a slight discoloring of the cheeks and being like,
oh no. Whereas, Dusha, you're sitting at a table, somebody's like, are you allergic to shrimp? And you're like, I don't think so. And then you just crush into a tiny little sphere of mangled guts.
I guess he was very allergic to shrimp.
He was. No, I think I can have shrimp. Guess he couldn't.
Sad.
That's a shame. Except, I don't know if that makes sense, because the way I've described it is that it's your last day on Earth, and you can't be damaged by damage. So presumably that just means old age. So presumably you're just lying in your deathbed as a senile old man, and then all of a sudden, under the covers, blah, blah, blah,
no, hang on.
My head rockets off my body into the headboard of my bed. Donk!
So that's why they call it that.
It's funny to imagine, instead of my head rocketing off my body rocketing down off my head.
Oh, yeah. Well,
out
I
of
reckon
the bed and into the opposing wall.
It would
whatever.
Ricochet. Your head would blast off, like, bounce back off the headboard, and then just, like, dunk, your body's head straight out the door. There goes Jackson.
Oh, wow. His last moments of an Earth must have been uncomfortable. It's funny as well because, like, I don't know what surgery or damage I got for that to be the result. Just wind my head so tight.
Can you put a bomb in my neck, please?
But only make it go off if I'm dying. I don't want to feel it.
Okay. Yeah, you're the boss, man. Sure. Yeah, well, so I think we would do it as the takeaway, yeah?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I might do it now just in case.
Yeah, me too, I reckon. See how it suits us. You know? Maybe it's good. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
And I've been St. Nicholas Claus.
St. Nicholas cunt.
Thank you for coming on the show, St. Nicholas. Where can people find you?
They can find me at the North Pole.
Oh, yeah.
Or at local shopping centers where little families of boys and girls and everyone can come and sit on my lap and get a photo.
Yes, beautiful, Santa.
And will you be charging for those photos, Santa, in the spirit of giving?
Quote this episode and no, it'll be free. Tell them Santa Claus from Shut Up A Second sent you, or Nicholas Cunt.
I'm here from Nicholas Cunt for the free Santa Claus. What?
You must leave this store. The shopping center has been... I'm banning you from this Westfield.
Yeah, you're out. You're out.